watch me.
Send you a letter from the front line. A place and applause and some good advice.
Okay. That was Everett Harp with Modern Religion. We're going to play a lot of Everett Harp today, but I'd like to welcome you. This is Airball, sponsored by Luca Music, of course. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today, I'm calling this episode 0.5. Last one was zero. We're still missing members here.
Yeah.
We're with Owen today.
What's up?
We're missing... Who are we missing? Jonah?
What? Most of the boys are in New York right now. Yeah. They've shipped down south. But Jonah, Matthew, Xander.
Xander, yeah, all absent from the air balls.
Yeah.
So in their absence, they're all basketball-oriented. Two of us, I think. I mean, are you... I'd say I'm more football, more soccer-oriented.
Definitely.
So we're gonna split the show up today. We're gonna switch it up a little bit. Sorry for our dedicated basketball viewers. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about some soccer for the first half and then switch it up to some ball. So
it's nice.
Today we had a thrilling game.
Yeah,
the Citizens versus the Blues.
It's big time.
Light blue versus dark blue.
If you're an Arsenal fan, you're loving that result too. Absolutely.
Arsenal Liverpool, yep.
If you're an Arsenal fan, Liverpool fan, you're watching that and you're rooting for Chelsea for a day.
Yeah, as a Spurs fan, I was like, no, yeah. I don't want to see it, but it would be cool if they took some points.
Fair enough.
At the Etihad.
I don't know. I think watching the City, I feel like the only way a team's going to score on them is they get beat on the counter.
Yeah.
That's where they look open. Spurs do it every time, yep, too. The teams that live on the counter, Spurs, Villa can do it, Chelsea can do it. That's where City gets exposed a bit.
Yep. Did it today. I didn't, it was 1-1, ended. Sterling, goes from Sterling and Rodri. Sterling
celebrated, too.
Did he? I thought he did like the calma, like.
Oh, he ran to the corner.
Settle.
I thought I saw maybe a little bit of emotion at least.
But yeah, I thought it was end to end.
Definitely.
Constant conflict.
Definitely. Few penalty shouts in there, especially at the end. The handball. I didn't think so.
I think the handballs are so.
They're tough. I mean, the thing is, he's pulling on his jersey at the end there, so they're looking at that. B,
yeah.
I mean, how's he gonna be able to pull his hand out there? It's just, it's tough. It's tough. I had a friend who was pretty upset about the Kyle Walker foul. I don't know if you saw that.
No, no.
It's worth pulling up, but it went VAR check. Raheem kind of came in front of Kyle Walker and it looked like a coming together more than a foul.
Yeah.
But that was the big moment of the game for sure, because that a title race that'll get mentioned if City don't end up winning. But obviously they're gonna win. But
you think so?
I think so. But I don't know. That was a big moment of controversy. It is. They're just inevitable. I'm gonna be honest. They're just inevitable.
I think. Okay, we can. This is actually a good pivot into the title race and talk about
that. Yeah.
So. People think it's Liverpool, Arsenal, City. City right now are in third, 53 points.
With the game in hand.
Arsenal second, 55 points, two ahead of City. And Liverpool, 57 points, first, two ahead of Arsenal.
With injuries now.
And subpar midfield.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, each team has their weaknesses.
They do. It's Liverpool's midfield for... As long as I've been watching the Prem, they haven't had a year where it's been like this is a top midfield in the league.
Yeah.
Not above a City or a, I guess Arsenal's midfield now too, but
I think Spurs have better midfield.
I think they do too. That midfield, especially at the beginning of the year, Spurs midfield looked elite.
Yeah,
elite.
And now we're getting all our guys back now. Basuma just had malaria. Like
what?
Yes. You didn't see that?
What?
Yeah, he
Went back to Mali.
Yeah.
That's insane.
What?
Yeah, we had two. We had Bissouma and we had Pape Sarr both at AFCON.
Yeah.
And we missed them so much.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
absolutely.
They're back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a...
What was Menorah Solomon in the Asia Cup too?
Menorah Solomon. Menorah Solomon is hilarious. That's his new name. Oh my god.
I'm it's insane.
Yeah,
insane.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he had the knee injury, huh?
I think he's better than Brennan Johnson.
Menor's good. He came from Gala, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, from Fulham.
Yeah. Or Shakhtar before that, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. He's a baller.
Today Spurs lost, obviously. 2-1 to Wolves.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about it a lot.
Yeah, of course.
But I woke up for it and I regret waking up for it. Because it was very frustrating game to watch.
It is the worst.
But it was just, we were without both of our fullbacks. No Poro, no Doki.
Poro's big.
Both of them, I think. Yeah, Poro has been stellar this season. I think. Top two fullbacks in the Premier League.
Who are you putting with him?
That's tough.
Yeah,
maybe top three. Maybe top three.
Okay.
Him and Trent and Walker. Probably top three. Right backs.
Whew.
I can't think of any left backs that keep up with.
Udogi? Is that what you're saying?
No, okay, keep up with Poro. I'm just thinking fullbacks in general as a whole.
I think Malagusto deserves to be talked about. Maybe not up in the top five, but yeah. I think in terms of Prem right backs right now, there's not many people who have been as consistent, both defensively.
Especially as of late.
I know.
High
pressure on his spot, too, because obviously you're playing right back in a club and a team that their main prize is Reece James. Like, that's their star boy. And you've come in at, 20 years old, maybe?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
And that's
crazy. He's, I don't know. He's a baller. I think they've struck gold with him, in my opinion.
Malagusto. Totally, I feel like least sounding French name.
I know.
It sounds Portuguese.
He does look kind of Portuguese too, actually. We've forgotten Kyle Walker. Thought about that.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of right backs, I don't think I've seen Kyle Walker have a bad game. Apart from quick small error today, but I think in terms of consistency, there's no one better than Kyle Walker.
He's been good since you got Spurs.
Yeah.
And they consistently.
Should come back.
Yeah, please. I just
please.
Malagusto is actually Portuguese and Martinique.
Oh wow. That's where the French comes in.
Yeah.
I see a nation change coming there.
Yeah. That's honestly
for Martinique.
Yeah, Martinique deserves him.
Oh, that'd be sick.
So a lot of those French dudes are just not.
Yeah.
They just went to youth academies in France.
Exactly.
So.
Martinique, they play their clubs play in the French club system. So if you're in Martinique, they play in the Coupe de France against French clubs.
Wow.
So a Martinique team this year had to go out to France for a Coupe de France cup game, which is crazy. That's a flight.
But yeah, Malagusto, 9 duels won today.
Hey.
On the ground.
Doku's a tough task,
too. Oh, yeah, for sure.
A tough task. And Malo kept up with him. I mean, obviously you're not going to get everything against Doku, but he's an impossible player to defend for 90 minutes and have a fully consistent game where he's not getting past you. But
I feel like Doku's just... It's on the feint, like
so shifty.
Can feint one way, and then it's like
so
he didn't
shifty.
Even lift up his foot. He'll just
a bit like a running back, to be honest. Like, where the change of direction can come within seconds. He's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I saw Rio Ferdinand today said that he'd rather have Doku than Sokka. I'll pull up the exact quote.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's
Rio Ferdinand said that.
He said,
"The Man United legend."
Form-wise, this is Yeah, Doku. He says he's the way he's opening up teams is unlike anybody else.
The way he's opening up teams.
Yeah. That's which okay. is a...
Okay. I guess on the ball...
Let's see when this quote was.
On the ball, I could see Doku over Saka. Doku's dribbling is just impressive.
Yeah.
His first touch is great. But I don't know. All-around player, Saka's definitely.
Yeah. Okay, I apologize. They were bringing up this quote from the past of Ferdinand picking Doku over Saka, which is still, like... I mean... This is after having seen the best of Saka and not much of Doku in the Prem. This was November, maybe he said this. I don't see how. I mean, apart from the dribbling, Saka's just clear. Like,
yeah. Finishing.
He gets you goals, he gets you assists. Doku. Saka does disappear actually a little bit, but I don't see where. Where Ferdinand can be taken. Doku first.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Saka's also just such an important part of
that. Saka can control a game. Doku doesn't necessarily control a game. No. Like, the play runs through Saka. Doku, not as much yet.
They just kind of give it to him up there, and then he can.
Yeah.
He takes a guy on, but he won't take him on at the same time.
Exactly.
He'll just face up.
It's the same way Willian used to just get the ball and do that little toe wiggle. He just, like, jab at you.
I hate Willian. Oh, my God.
The Spurs killer.
Don't like saying
still balling, though. Still balling. And still looks good. Yep.
He hasn't aged.
His game is still the same as it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Baller. I mean, goals and assists. He's 35 years old.
Willian?
He's 35 years old. I mean, that's got to be in the upper quarter of... Not even. He's got to be one of the oldest players getting this many minutes in the Prem right now.
Thiago Silva.
Silva.
He's up there, too.
He is. Same era of Brazil. Just about.
Mm-hmm. Dude, my computer just like went dark, but the music's still playing. I'm gonna grab a charger real quick. But if you can, Owen, just run us through the rest of the games that happened today in the Prem.
Yeah, of course.
Because there were some interesting ones.
There were. Haven't gotten around to watching the highlights yet, but I guess if we're going around the grounds, obviously this morning was Liverpool-Brentford. I mean, Tony's inevitable. Tony's always going to score. And welcome back to the Prem, Ivan Tony. Missed you. But Liverpool got the dub 4-1. Some injuries coming out of that, though, with Jota getting hurt again. And I want to say there was one other.
Nunez? No, Jones.
Yeah, Curtis Jones. Curtis Jones got hurt and Jota got hurt. Darwin came off at half. I don't know if that was just because they want to take Darwin off at half. I don't know. He bagged a goal, so I don't see why you would take him off.
How much were they up at halftime?
1-0. But Darwin had the goal, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, that's a big win for Liverpool, and obviously the Arsenal match as well, 5-0 expected against Burnley. Saka just continuing his form.
5-0. They just had a 6-0 win.
Yeah, that's 10 games, or 10 goals, wow. And 11 goals in the last two games.
Yeah, maybe? That's impressive, actually. I love to hate on them, but that is...
Yeah, I know.
That
it's
is
too easy to hate on them.
Good. And two clean sheets as well.
You go to the last three games, it's 14 goals in the last three games.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Odegaard finally getting it moving again, too.
I mean, let's be honest, Burnley are not. No. Burnley are going right
now. No, yeah, Burnley going right back, yeah. Absolutely. Newcastle dropping form recently.
I mean, the injuries.
Yeah, it is the injuries. That team was not, I mean, talent wise and form wise, yes, they were ready for the UCL, but I don't think depth they were ready for it. And I think they're seeing that now. There's just the overall quality of player doesn't stack up with a big six club just yet.
No. But that atmosphere at St. James, though, yeah, that looks insane.
Oh, those games, what, the PSG game? Oh, my God. It was moving. It was bumping in there.
Yeah, that's one of the grounds that I feel like would be so
have to.
But probably so racist. So
definitely.
So much discrimination going
definitely.
On.
up north.
That game was, I mean, Bournemouth have been in pretty good form.
Yeah, Bournemouth are a tough team right now.
They got like the...
And their front three is pretty funny.
The light-skinned front three.
Yeah, Semenyo, Solanke, and Tavernier.
And they got Cliver, too.
Yeah, Cliver, yeah. Legend. Been around, I mean, I feel like he's like 30 right now, but he's really just been around forever. He's only 24.
Yeah, he's been... What was his first club? Was it Ajax? I think it was Ajax.
Let's see, I feel like he was in... Yeah. Good call.
You shouldn't have left so early.
Nah, seriously. They've had a few dudes leave a little bit too early, I think. Why not, though? If you're Ajax and some big... You got Roma going after Cliver.
I'm not going to lie. He left probably too early.
A little early. Then there's the case of guys leaving just for a club at the stage of their career. They're not necessarily good enough for, like, the Van de Beek. I mean, he was good enough, but I don't know if it was the move for him.
No, I mean, he's basically just a
sad story.
They're paying him for the heat on his bum.
Pretty much. He's just testing out the seats just to see which one's the nicest at this point.
So they're just getting paid to, like, get a new haircut and sit on the bench.
It's a bummer. Because, he was good. That run, he was good.
Yeah.
I just think teams jump on a talent from Ajax a little bit too early sometimes. Not that they aren't talented, but I think it's a bigger move than what's expected of them. And then obviously the case of going to a league where the play style just doesn't overlap, like Ziyech. Another Spurs killer. But
Hakim
the dream.
So yeah, speaking of Ajax, remember I sent you this this post this week, and it was a list of Ajax legends. It was like Cruyff, Zlatan,
yes,
Suarez.
Oh, yes, I do remember this.
And all of them had less jersey sales than Jordan Henderson.
And what they have in common. Oh, Ajax, obviously the answer. No.
No.
Jersey sales.
Less than Jordan Henderson. That is a random
Do they seriously like prize him like that? Like there's only one club in the world that realistically should be prizing Jordan Henderson, and that's Liverpool. But
maybe they want maybe
that's their star.
I think they just want him for his locker room presence.
Yeah, fair.
Because they've been struggling.
Yeah,
They have a young team. I mean,
post Quincy Promise, is that locker room needs a bit of a shake up. I think
that man just got the sentence.
He did. He it's terrible, and a great footballer too.
That's a lot of kilos.
Like he could play. He's good.
He's good.
The dagger in the defense from...
Oh, on FIFA, like, 18?
Yeah.
Pace.
Yeah.
Subman,
he was good.
Sub.
He was good. They're a funny team, though. I mean, down year for them, but if I'm going to be honest, like, any year, it just takes one player from them and they're back up.
Steven Bergvon, one of my favorite players.
Always. Never forget that brace on the debut.
Great moments. Yeah, the goal against City, and then, the Leicester. Leicester game.
Yeah.
96 minute.
All right, I got one for you. So I'm looking at the PSV. They played PSV, was it?
Ajax?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tied, actually. And PSV have been ridiculous this year. They've conceded only 10 goals. But coming off the bench for PSV in the 75th minute, the one and only Patrick Van Aanholt.
He's on PSV now?
He's on PSV, I guess. On loan from Galatasaray.
Wow.
That's insane.
That man, he was like a fantasy, like...
Yeah, yeah.
God.
He was...
For Palace.
He was that attacking fullback. He came early. He was that Leighton Baines era of fullbacks.
Leighton Baines era. Patrick Van Aanholt.
Yeah. I didn't realize... Yeah, wow. He was at Sunderland for a while. He just bounced around, to be honest.
He's becoming like one of those random, like in a few years he'll be one of them random footballers.
Yeah, you pull that out, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They always end up at a PSV, Galatasaray.
Oh, you know what could be a good segment we could do? naming the most random footballs and giving them some flowers.
Yeah. I like that.
And also seeing if you know them. Seeing if
I like
know
that.
Them.
I like that.
It's hard to think of like a really random one.
On the
one,
dot. Right?
Oh, what was his first name? There's a lot of guys I know, like, their last names, but I don't know.
Iker Muniain.
Yo.
one of those dudes who stuck around La Liga forever. I mean, he's probably still at Bilbao.
I think he's still there.
Yeah.
Dude, I have a video on my phone of me pulling him his foot birthday card in FIFA 20.
That was my card. I probably have the screenshot on my phone right now of his foot birthday of how many games he played for me.
He's so good, right?
Let me pull this up.
What, was he a 5-star?
He was the best, man.
And he was what? He
must have been 4-4. Four star. But
funny.
I gotta pull up this memory because
he was so.
That's
good.
Why I loved him. I like he was one of those guys who stuck around. I couldn't get him out of my club that year. Baller though, he's good. He was just like the perfect FIFA player to be honest. Wow. That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
He was the goat.
Oh, but this guy I'm thinking of is also on one of my FIFA.
Yeah, here we
teams.
Go. I got it. First owner Iker Muniain. 152 games, 121 goals, nice. 73 assists.
Nice.
Peep it.
Damn. That's sick. All right. How about this one for you? Emmanuel Boateng.
I got to pull up the photo.
Ghana. Ghana striker.
With an I or an E?
Emmanuel with an E.
Oh, wow. Oh, you've beat me here. Oh, he's one of those right to dream guys. That's pretty cool. Wow, he played for UCSB. What?
Wait, what?
He played for UC Santa Barbara.
No way.
That's insane. Like, you're talking MLS Emmanuel Boateng?
Wait, this is the wrong... Wait, am I...
Unless you've got... But if you're pulling Boateng's. Up Emmanuel Boateng, the one who played for the New England Revolution, plays currently for them, that's a crazy shout.
Oh, wait, this guy... The guy I'm thinking of is this guy.
He went to Kate School. It's a boarding school in Santa Barbara.
Emmanuel Boateng, he was on Levante for a minute. This guy.
Oh, completely different Emmanuel Boateng.
There's like four Emmanuel Boatengs on the screen right now.
Let me look at this. Levante.
He was at Rio Ave. Boateng. He was on some China team.
Oh, wow. How do you know this guy?
FIFA Speed Demon.
Of course.
He had like 94 pace.
Of course. That checks out.
He was really good.
Oh, I believe it.
All right, let's move on. Obafemi Martins.
Oh, legend. Gray is a great Oof. Goal comp, too. Really good.
Yeah.
Just techie. I feel like he got signed somewhere recently, actually. Like, went back to Europe, maybe.
Mm.
Let's see.
Really?
I thought he did. Oh, no. He was last in China.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. He bounced. I mean, he was in the Prem for a bit, wasn't he? Yeah, Newcastle. 30 goals in 88 games for Newcastle.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's very impressive.
39 years old. He still got it, probably. I bet he could do it in the MLS. Still. Sully Muntari.
What?
Do you remember Sully Muntari? Look him up. Look him up.
How do you spell that?
S-U-L-L-E-Y. Muntari.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, he was on Milan.
Portsmouth. Has a great goal comp for Portsmouth, actually.
Wow. Sully Muntari.
Last played for a club known as Hearts of Oak.
Yeah.
In Accra, Ghana.
Wow.
Greater Accra.
He was on Al-Ittihad. Inter.
So really,
he went to Inter and.
Really, Ronaldo was just going to. Saudi League because Sully Muntari had opened that up for him.
Exactly.
He was the first to do it. To leave the Prem, go to Saudi League, and then come back to Europe and still have, like, I mean, I wouldn't say he had a career in Europe after that, but to have two clubs look for you in Europe after playing Saudi League, Sully Muntari, man.
Impressive.
Inevitable.
Inevitable. Wow, Iker Muniain is crazy still.
I can't believe amazing. That hasn't been brought up before.
Yeah.
That's a wild one.
Oh, wait, I think I got a good one. Casey Palmer.
Wow.
Look him up. Casey with a K. Casey Palmer. Casey. Jamaican.
How do you spell Casey?
Random ballers.
K-A-S-E-Y.
K-A-S-E-Y.
K-A-S-E-Y. Got it. Oh, wow. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Academy. That's pretty funny.
Chels boy.
Who knows what's in Cabo, man? Random players. Wow. Yeah, you've got me here.
I only know him because I had a Derby County career mode back in the day.
Yeah, and 2018, he was there. Just another one of those cases of the guys who got stuck in Cobham a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Dude, we have like 28 people listening right now. Uh-huh. This is great.
Everyone likes the ball talk.
Exactly. All right, it's that time of the hour, though.
It is.
You got to read the PSA.
Of course.
And maybe we could pivot now, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, today... Okay.
That's this PSA.
High school dropout prevention.
Oh, wow.
For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost. A boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org. to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Mm. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Everybody stay in school.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do your work and stay in school.
All right. So.
Slinkmaster Zoe.
Slinkmaster Zoe. We are now in the basketball hour. Not hour, it's the last 25 minutes.
It went from, I mean, I don't know what the soccer segment would be called, but
soccer segment.
Yeah. We went from air ball to air ball.
Funny, yeah.
Now back to the scheduled program and air ball on WMFO.
Today is a very important day. For NBA fans.
Well, and WNBA fans.
Yes. It is the Sabrina versus Steph day. The day everyone's been waiting for.
Big moment.
Huge.
Big moment in history here.
They had to... I actually didn't... Okay, I might have known it before, but I forgot that the three-point line is a different distance in WNBA.
It is, and Sabrina came out today and said that she's shooting from the NBA line.
Yeah. Which honestly means Steph's gonna win.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, biased here, but... A, can't doubt the dude. B, it's Steph Chef. Look at Curry, man.
Yeah, exactly.
don't get me wrong, though. Like, Sabrina's a ridiculous three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Like, WNBA, I mean, once Caitlin Clark is in there, they better be pushing the Sabrina versus Clark narrative, because that's going to get you viewers.
That'd be fun. Caitlin Clark's is her
bucket.
She is.
She's a bucket. A walking bucket.
Do you think she could come off the bench for like the Hornets?
Probably. Just spot up shooter.
I think honestly, a corner sit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Just. I mean,
she knocks him down.
Also, you can just run an inbound play. Like, get her off a dribble handoff and Sabrina pull up. Not Sabrina. Caitlin pull up.
Clark for three.
that one she had the other day. The one to break the record for career women's NCAA points, that Caitlin Clark three was trademark. That was she's pulling, like, she's got some shots, some pull up game that, I mean, prime Steph, yeah, he's pulling it up, but like, she's just got no fear, like,
no,
like, it's not even like she's thinking about moving the rock. She's Caitlin, it's Caitlin range.
Team.
Yeah, it is. I hope they win this year.
Iowa.
I tuned in a little bit last year during the tournament
really?
To watch Caitlin Clark, just because, I mean, she's must-see TV at this point.
Yep.
And, like, she's peak entertainment. Like, So I'm hoping they can go on a run.
It's my one thing is like it's just sad she goes to Iowa. Like,
yeah.
What if she went to like UCLA?
Yeah, or Miami.
Oh,
if Caitlin Clark was at Miami,
it would be a move.
The hype would be crazy.
Moving.
What if she went to Tufts?
Do you think people would actually go to that would probably make people go.
For all we know, we could have like a Caitlin Clark on the Tufts team.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
We should go.
We should.
I don't know why,
they were good last year. I think they made like what, the Elite Eight? Could have been further, to be honest. They're good.
People just don't. Who's got too much homework?
Caitlin Clark would make the NESCAC look silly.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark away at Bowdoin. Pack the gym.
A little 50 piece.
Yeah. Triple for double. Sure. 10 threes. That would be fun.
So interesting. Caitlin Clark off the bench for the Detroit Pistons. Backup point guard.
Cade slinging the rock to Caitlin for three.
Cade to Caitlin.
To end the game.
She just.
Detroit needs Caitlin Clark. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they do. Everybody starts rocking ponytails for Caitlin.
You imagine walking around with the Caitlin Clark jersey, Pistons. 30 on the back.
A Caitlin Clark jersey is kind of hard.
It would be. If they make a jersey shirt, I might have to get that.
I can't wait. I mean, honestly, they should get her to the league faster.
They should. The league needs her.
They need her. Her and Angel.
Dude, they fanatics.
Her and Angel Reese would be...
Yeah, that's a little rivalry there. I mean, they market it right. That's WNBA needs that. So they do make this actually, and it's kind of tough. I'll show you.
Oh, with the black and yellow. Yeah.
But this is nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. Always you gotta rep Caitlin Clark.
All right, so other events we have the 3-point contest.
Is that tonight?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was just the Steph Sabrina night.
Well, it's 8 p.m. Ain't no way I'm missing Brunson. Brunson win this.
No, he needs it.
All right, what are we thinking? Who's...
Let me look at the list. So we got Damian Lillard, yep. Malik Beasley. We'll have $2 in there.
Yep.
Tyrese, Jalen Brunson, Kat, Trey, Donovan Mitchell, and Lauri of Markkanen.
Markkanen.
Sneaker pick, I do like Lauri Markkanen to win this.
Really?
I think Tyrese, percentage-wise, should be winning this.
Also, it's his home court.
It is his home. Oh, that's good point.
I think he is...
Is this
people don't agreeing with him being one of the favorites.
I think
obviously Dame's a
I favorite, think people but. Don't like his release speed. Can he get all the shots
you can tell,
off?
Look at this picture I'm looking at. Like... His release is different than everyone else.
It's so one hand. His guide hand's out of the way.
Yeah.
But dang, he is good.
Yeah, he's nice. And his, I was watching some videos the other day. His voice is so weird.
Yeah, he changes his voice.
It, changes up. It changes up, mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Mad horse.
He's got the horse, the horse voice, and he's got the Slink Master Zoe voice. that's honestly how I would describe the other one. I don't mind him winning this 3-point contest. I want Lauri Markkanen just because bit of the underdog, and just needs a bit more respect, I think. But
yeah, also the tall dudes.
Yeah,
Kat won it a few years ago.
Yeah, welcome to the modern day NBA.
I feel like they don't have to jump as much, so they don't get tired.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I saw a post yesterday of what if there was a 3-point contest with just the worst shooters in the league.
Bro, let's think. Who's on this roster?
They put up the worst 3-point shooters and just let them fly.
Taj Gibson? I mean, he's knocked one down, actually. He's knocked a few down. No, Mitchell Robinson.
I got Mason Plumlee winning that. Cody Zeller.
Okay, who's on this roster? Cody Zeller, Mitch Robb, Mason Plumlee. Who else have I never seen shoot a three? Clint Capella.
Yeah.
Has shot a three ever.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Who else never shoots it? Have you seen Gary Payton the third? Is he the third?
Yeah.
He shoots it sometimes.
He shoots it. He's hanging out. The corner three is Gary's spot.
Okay, my bad.
There's definitely some bigs.
Isaiah Stewart.
If you can see the court.
Did you see that? He was,
Yeah.
What was the deal with that?
It was him and what, Eubanks?
Random.
Yeah, like...
Such a random beef.
Eubanks can be on that list, too, probably.
Eubanks looks like straight out of, like, a... I don't know. It looks like he, like, volunteers at an elderly home or something. Like, he's... That man
That's a crazy shout.
Looking like a basketball player.
That's a crazy shout. No, but it sounds like there was just some beef. I mean, I don't... It's not the first time we've seen Isaiah Stewart...
No.
...getting an altercation like this, but...
Yeah, he was when he was hunting down LeBron.
Yeah.
It's the Lakers.
The Lakers.
Oh, he got arrested?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, arrested and there. And he's good. Like, he is a good center. Liked him in college a lot, too, but he is good.
Wow.
Unfortunate, because he may need to get the Draymond counseling, because... That sort of talent from Stewart needs to be in the NBA, but the behavior does not.
There was an argument between the two players as they arrived at the arena. Witnesses said the argument escalated when
at
they
the arenas, like just showing up
not
for your
even
game.
In the court. Yeah. They're like, "You'll fit well."
You walk funny.
Stewart punched Eubanks, causing a minor injury. He like
Where
got
he?
A little bloody nose or something. Both
he
men
a boo boo.
Separated by separated by security, which ended the fight.
Oh, I'm just saying, there's got to be someone who's working the security footage.
Yeah, I was about to say
for
the NBA
them.
Is expected to receive footage.
Yeah,
I want to see.
There's
that.
Someone who's going to leak that footage for a good 10 grand. On TMZ will have it. Give it a day.
This is very interesting. Act on Drew Eubanks was unprovoked.
That's
doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they had an argument.
Let's see Isaiah Stewart in one of these celebrity boxing matches.
Isaiah Stewart versus Draymond.
Ooh, that's good. Where's Isaiah Stewart from? Let's see.
You want to guess?
I'm going to guess Stewart. Washington just because he went to UW. But
oh, he did? He's in California.
Oh. No, he's not. We're both wrong. He's from Rochester.
Interesting.
Go Bills. If you're from Rochester, you got to root for the Bills, right?
Yeah, probably.
Surely.
Probably.
Yeah. Was he a one and done at UW? Wow.
Isaiah Stewart. Prime Isaiah Stewart content right here.
He's never seen this much radio time. I take that back. He's probably receiving a lot of radio time right now.
Shout out Isaiah Stewart. I still like you, though. Like
absolutely.
You. Come on the show.
Yeah, please.
Come on the show. Let
fun,
us,
a fun player to watch, too.
Yeah, swing me some bread.
Athleticism.
I like your game.
Yeah.
Rebounding.
I got to continue with this topic of three-point shooters.
Yeah.
How many career threes do you think Zaza Pachulia made?
Zaza.
Nothing easy. Very nice dude.
Single digits, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5. No, 4.
Under.
1.
Under. Zaza Pachulia made 0 threes in his NBA career.
Hey, he's respected.
He got him a few chips.
He knows what he knows what he's good at.
Two-time NBA champ.
He knows what he wants.
I guess he also kind of like continues with the theme of going from Isaiah Stewart to Zaza, because there's some overlap there in terms of physicality and behavior on the court. Zaza was always getting written up for that.
Zaza.
I mean, some say that three-point rule, where now you can't land under the player. Comes from Zaza and Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, that was brutal.
Brutal. I'd like to say that we still would have won that ring, we as in the Warriors, but I don't know.
All right, I'm just thinking about we do Would You Rathers on this show. Some funky little Would You Rathers. Choosing between two players. choosing between two players and adding in something goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on that player, actually, it's a good player to think about. Would you rather take Zaza Pachulia if he was a good looking man.
Where is this going?
Or Andre Drummond, if the Pistons front office actually showed him some love for one time. He's a better player.
I'm a big fan of Andre Drummond in terms of legacy in the NBA, because I think he's kind of gone underrated as in terms of all-time rebounding.
Yeah.
He's unreal in the paint.
On drizzle. There's a lot of rap lyrics about Andre Drummond.
Really?
Yeah. I'll pull one up.
Yeah, pull one up.
But I would pick Andre, too.
I think it has to be Andre. I'm looking at him now. He's 15 career threes, by the way. A bit of an old school center, to be honest. Like, fit the bill with the Pistons too. And tough, brutal, battling in the paint. But I don't know. A bit underrated.
He just never had good players around him.
No, didn't. But they were making the playoffs with under 500 records. Like, welcome to the mid 2010s Eastern Conference, to be honest. I got a would you rather here.
Is it Lil Baby that he's on? Hold on. Okay, never mind. Yeah, hit me with it. I can't find the Andre.
Would you rather? Here. We got fourth quarter, game 7, game on the line. Who would you rather have taking the Aliens final shot? Aliens, laser beams pointing at Earth. Who would you rather have taking the final shot?
Yeah.
Andre Drummond or Anderson Varejão?
What's the shot? Is it a...
We got a corner three. Or we can make it in... No, because if we're going to be on half court, we're picking Andre Drummond, I think. But...
Corner three. I want Andre.
Give me Andre.
I also just don't like Anderson.
Really?
Nah.
How come?
He's just a scrub.
He is a scrub.
For real.
I'd say he's most known for being dunked on by Dwayne Wade. One career three. By the way. Where'd he hit it? He hit it with Cleveland. 29-10. I hope it was assisted by LeBron James.
They definitely.
Let's look this
LeBron
up.
LeBron James.
Oh, wow. So if you look up Anderson Varejão on YouTube, the second most searched thing is three-pointer. It's just the one shot.
The bench definitely went crazy.
Oh, my God. How have I never seen this? It's a game-winning three. It's actually a game-winning three.
Okay, maybe I should have picked
Anderson. Yeah, we're pulling this up. I didn't realize he had the clutch in him like this, but I guess.
One of the most iconic hairstyles, I think.
Oh, yeah. You got the David Luiz.
David Luiz. Who are they playing? ATO. 101 to 101.
Am I about to see a LeBron James drive? Anderson Varejão peels off the screen. No.
Who's that?
That's it. I mean, they're looking for Braun. Instead, they found Anderson.
Bang.
Bang.
Swish.
Cleveland erupts.
That's crazy.
He's high. Oh, my God.
And LeBron jumps into his arms. Wow.
Beautiful embrace. Where was LeBron?
Wow.
Why didn't
incredible.
LeBron take the shot?
It looked like long-term relationship just landed. At
just how they drew it up. Look who's on this team with them.
Shaq.
You're telling me that Shaq and Anderson Varejão shared the paint for the same team.
With LeBron James.
That's crazy.
Wow.
The more you know. The 2009-2010 Cavs. Oh, boy.
All right, I got another good would you rather for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Who is the better player? Would you rather Shai Gilgeous, but with no drip or Instagram access?
Ooh.
So none of them fire captions, I suppose. And no glossy Tims with the baggy jeans. Or
great social media presence, yes. By the way.
Or Trae Young, if you just let the hair go, went bald. Who's better?
That's tough.
Tough one.
That's really tough. Because I feel like you could see Shai's Instagram both ways. Like, Trae's hair, like, fans and like opposing fans and opposing players, they have something on them. Like,
exactly,
you can go at him for that.
You drag a lollipop on the carpet. You have Trae Young there.
That's insane. That is insane.
Get out of the garden. Like,
in the same way, like, can you get on Shea for his Instagram? Like, how you can go at Trae for his hair?
No, definitely not. But no. I just think that
it adds
back,
a lot.
It could
to
come
him.
Back to bite him.
It
think.
Adds a lot to him.
If you beat Trae in a playoff series, that Instagram post is just
gonna.
Sorry, not Trae. If you beat Shea,
yeah, I knew what you meant.
That IG post is just gonna be insane.
Yeah,
to steal one of his.
Oh, that's tough, perfect. Actually. I don't think Trae gets enough. Does he get enough clowning for his hair?
I feel like the Knicks fans went at him.
Yeah, that's true.
When he dogged us in that series, but.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with Shea with this. I do not like Trae Young, to be honest. Not
He's
a big...
good though.
He is good. He is good.
But no, this season, Shea definitely ahead of
Shea,
him.
Definitely. Ahead of the pack. That team is good. J-Dub. Both J-Dubs, I guess. Okay. Yep. I got one. Actually, do I got one?
I just the one thing, last thing about Shea.
Yeah.
When I remember watching him on that Clippers team.
Yeah, saw him in person.
I had no idea he was gonna be this guy.
No.
He also just like kind of looked like a scrub. Let's be honest.
He did. He was scrawny. He didn't really have the headband game yet.
No, he had the hair.
I remember, watching the Warriors broadcast. Bob Fitz, commentator. This was like early Shea career. He's going on and on about Shea. Like, this kid's going to be great. This kid's gonna be, he's basically just being the LeBron. Like, I saw this one coming. Like, And I just remember, like, there's just no way. Like, I have not seen enough of this. Where is this coming from?
I love it, though.
I do, too.
So great to watch him.
I do, too. Good for the league.
I got the same person, too.
Yeah.
Celtics. Good. I think I talked about that last time.
Good for the league.
He's averaging 31 points.
Yeah.
6.5 assists, 5.5 rebounds.
Elite
on
defense,
54% from the field.
Elite defender.
Two steals a game.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was looking
for.
And a block. Wow. I want to say the Thunder defensive rating is top 5. And a lot of that's probably due to Shea.
I mean, Shea's... Wow, that's insane. 37% from 3. It's not really his game.
Yeah, they're third. They're third in defensive rating in the NBA.
And who's number 2?
Yeah. Take a guess.
New York.
No.
What?
It's not.
Are we one?
It's not.
I know Minnesota's up there.
Okay, no. I had it backwards. They're fourth. OKC's fourth. Minnesota's got the best defensive rating in the league. I didn't realize that. Yep. Knicks are top 10. They're in ninth.
Oh, what?
They may have dropped without Mitch.
Yeah.
Probably. And that number is going to go up with Anunoby, too.
Celtics.
No. This team's been hot lately. Really. Like, there's hasn't been a better team in the league in the last 20 games. Really.
Oh, Clips.
Quote. I mean, give the last 10 games, 15 games, the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean.
Jarrett.
Jarrett. Mobley, yeah. Mobley was my pick to win a... DPOY, I want to say.
Wow.
Beginning of the year. Yeah. Don't know if that's happening, but...
Did you see the Jared Allen... my boy sent me this... Oh, no, I saw it like a week ago. It's like his head popping out of the curtains.
That's one of those ones.
Go to the Cavs Instagram.
Pop up on Twitter.
You guys will see it. It's a hilarious pick of Jared. Should have made the All-Star team.
Should have. Double-double lock, by the way, for... Anyone looking for betting advice?
we do not promote gambling on this radio.
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Oh, wow. The odds just dropped for Sabrina versus Steph. Steph is minus
just out of curiosity.
Yeah, just out of curiosity. Sabrina plus 200. Some good odds right there.
I saw the line for their total points combined. Steph and Sabrina on Prize Picks was 48.5.
Total?
Yeah.
How many rounds are they doing?
Good question.
Are they doing one? Just one?
It should just be one. It should just be one.
Interesting.
But I feel like that's nice. I mean, I don't know how this the score, like, is it total makes? Total makes was 48.5 makes, maybe.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, but Steph, Sabrina, they're both, what, probably getting, it's do they get over 25 each?
Yeah, basically.
That's a lot.
Well, we'll see. We're into the last minute now. Very sad.
Oh.
This has been Airball.
Who's got the time after us?
I don't even know.
Because if it's, like, theoretically, if it's open.
If it's sad.
Yeah.
What was I? Oh. Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Metro Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello.
Hopefully, y'all have enjoyed listening to us go on and on about Isaiah Stewart and
Anderson Barajao.
Ave Jow and Malo Gusto.
That's a link I need to see. I need to see Anderson Barajao in a Malo Gusto jersey.
Just long lost cousins right there.
Get along. They could talk Portuguese probably. Mm-hmm.
After us is a dog named Jet.
A dog named Jet.